walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty, and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
If you're a safe, experienced, courteous, professional driver with a valid Class A CDL, the Afton Trucking family is looking for you. For the past 46 years, they've offered truckers a home with health coverage and other great benefits. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Put your future in gear. Join the Flying A fleet and spend weeknights with your family. Call 1-800-727-0187 or go to AftonTrucking.com. Again, you should call 1-800-727-0187 or go to AftonTrucking.com. That's AFFTON Trucking.com. Your future is now with the Afton Trucking family, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
Hi. This is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
How much is that jar in the window?
According to an email I just got from a listener named Tom, there is a robo firefighter.
Really?
They could go into burning, and yes, can withstand massive temperatures and rescue people. So thank you, Tom, for the email. And to Tony, who just emailed me, Tony, I appreciate your email, but yours wasn't even the email I was referencing about Pat Robertson, but thanks for the email anyway. It is now time, after we've responded to emails personally and talked to literally one person at a time, it's now time to talk to all of you who are pet owners. And you see the dog that won the Westminster?
Yeah, a beagle.
Beagle.
Was it a Mr. P or something? Or
yeah,
Ms. P?
I used to have a beagle named Woodrow. What a terrific, terrific dog. So good for the beagle. I mean, it was just a regular beagle.
Didn't look like a regular beagle, though. I mean,
well,
it looked like
the breed.
Champion bloodline. And all.
I'm just glad it wasn't some wire-haired Vander Vosters. You know what I'm saying? Like something we never heard of. Speaking of that, we're going to connect you with a guy right now who loves animals as much as you do. He is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's your pet's best friend, and he is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. I will give you the numbers. You jump right in here and call to talk to Dr. Doug, because we won't waste any time. There's no monologue from him. 314-969-KTRS. Or 888-550-KTRS. The hesitation was so that I wouldn't say TOLLFREE. I'm working on that. 888-550-KTRS. Again, Laclede Cab, where the app is STL Taxi. Ladies and gentlemen, here, as he is every Wednesday, except when he's out saving an animal's life, Dr. Doug Pernicol.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Dr. Doug, we are doing fantastic today. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Well, we know that. Before
we
jump
in.
We had
a pretty sunny day, at least.
I'm sorry?
We had a pretty sunny day. That was important.
Well, yeah, but the sun isn't warming.
Sun's
at
not
all.
Hot enough.
It's
to,
not,
not
to,
hot enough
to counter
sun.
Wind and cold. Now, before we start taking calls and they're stacking up, is there anything briefly that you need to share with us or that we need to know? Obviously, the obvious things like, you know, don't leave the animals' water out to freeze solid and
right.
And bring them indoors and all that stuff.
The scariest part right now is just that people can be kind of silly sometimes, so we really want you to be responsible to the pets and make sure that, you know, you don't forget, get on the phone and forget that you just put them outside, because that's not a good thing.
You know, there are people that have pets who should not have pets. And when I say that, I mean not people that intended to have them. Maybe the kids left home and it was their dog. Maybe it's a divorce situation. Maybe a relative passed away and you had to go pick up grandma's dog or something. If you don't love that pet, turn it over to somebody who will. You shouldn't have a pet that's a burden that you really don't care about, because they care about you. And that man's best friend thing really is true, man. Dogs, they only deserve an owner that really cares about them.
And it works that way with kids, too. There are a lot of people that have kids that shouldn't have kids.
Well, you're saying then they should hand their kids off to somebody else?
They should not have
the
kids.
Yes, they should.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to take some calls. Now, I see an odd name on the screen that's the same name as someone who has a show here.
Really?
What are the chances? This listener's name apparently is John Carney. How about that? John, how are you?
What?
I'm sorry?
As well.
Are you homesick? Is that a sore throat we hear?
Well, I had to say something. I didn't show up for work today.
No, you didn't. I noticed that.
So I figured if I called into this show, I could still put it down on my timesheet.
Of course you can. And right now you're actually talking to a significant number of people, which is usually not the case.
Are you glad you called?
Hey, he
now?
Can take it. He can take it, okay? He can take it. John, what's up? It's good to hear from you. How can we help you?
We are kind of pet shopping, and we've been petless for a while, and I got 5 and 6-year-old boys, and I really like an English sheepdog, but I want to get a rescue dog, and the only places I can find are like on the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
Is it a good dog, and is there a place closer to get one?
They can be wonderful dogs, but I can tell you that they tend to be a little high-strung, and I have seen more aggression statistically in that breed than in some other breeds. So young kids, that might or might not be the best dog. Now, that being said, I'll probably get calls from people that breed them and say, hey, they're just wonderful dogs. They are wonderful dogs, but again, I have seen a lot of those dogs with a lot of issue. So I would say maybe you look for something a little bit smaller or something a little more consistent in behavior.
And the English sheepdog has a tremendous amount of hair. Is that the one? It's like
That'd be a heavy management thing, too. You probably look and say, why did I get into this?
What about like an Irish setter? I had an old neighbor that had an Irish setter. It's the greatest
dog. Yeah, they're
dog.
Wonderful. You don't see them too often anymore. No. They used to be very much more popular. I'd say, for these kids, a golden retriever or a Labrador or
golden
great dogs. Can't go wrong with those, but there's lots of breeds. I think that's one you might want to do a little more homework on before you commit to it.
Our backup plans were also possibly a Great Dane or just adopting Dan Strauss.
No, you don't want to go with the Great Dane.
Yeah. Great Danes are wonderful, and they actually do. They're big dogs, of course. They're short-lived. That's the biggest disadvantage. So for young kids, and they only get maybe 7 to 10 years out of a dog, that might be really discouraging. But they are wonderful, and they're actually good inside dogs, as big as they are. They really kind of work well in a family.
That 7-year thing is a bummer, though, that they don't live very long.
That's a bummer.
You get attached, really, and then they die. I mean, that's not a good thing.
You know, that's hard for me. I mean, I like to keep the animals around as long as possible. So, I would do some more shopping. And, again, I always tell people, don't shop with your kids, because the first thing you see is the one you'll get if they're there. So.
And by the way, it's a good thing you called, because I never would have thought a sheepdog was aggressive, and you might want to think twice about it.
You know, maybe just be my experience, but I think it's real.
All right. And, there you go, John.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, and you should try to sound more sick next time.
Yes, yeah.
Management. Oh, you know what? They're not listening, so
no.
It doesn't matter.
That's funny.
All right, that was the one and only John Carney. Next up is Bud. Bud, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Bud, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, and I'm AM and the PM.
Well, he kind of talks a little bit like we'll leave the line on for you.
I want
like
Bud
that.
To tell us tell you the story real quick, because he told me a story right when I answered the phone. Tell him the story real quick, Bud.
I'll do that real quick.
All right.
You know,
all
I called last I think it was in November, October, and I'm a cancer patient. I told you I only had a few months. Well, I'm still here and listening to you guys.
You know why you're still here? Because you're listening to us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bud, we discovered many, many years ago that when you go to the hospital, they have a few options of radio listening, but not the big 550. And, Bud, do you know why? Because it extends your life, and they don't want that in the hospital.
Yeah. They don't want you
out of there, and they don't want you getting well because a radio show made you feel good. That takes away from them being able to give you medication. Bud, we're so glad you're still around. What's the latest from the doctors?
Well, I'm taking chemotherapy and... kind of holding up bay for now. So I got a question about to Dr. Doug.
Sure. All right.
About my buddy. I've got I live way over on the east side, so I can't come to Dr. Doug, but I've got a 9 or 10 year old Shih Tzu male.
Okay.
And he's got a little eye problem. So, my regular vet's out of town. So my wife, we lined him up with another vet yesterday and she took him, and of course I couldn't go with his chemo and the weather and everything, but she came home, the eye's going to be fine, we got drops and all that, but he said he had a leaking heart valve.
Okay.
And I'm just devastated. He's been my buddy through all this cancer and everything, and I just was when my regular vet gets back, I'm going to go take him to see him, but I'm just kind of wanting your take on that. Is there anything that medicine to give him?
Oh, sure. You know, just because he's got what he heard when he was listening with his stethoscope, he heard a murmur. And murmurs suggest that certain types of murmurs suggest that there is, in fact, incomplete closure of that valve. Every time you get a heartbeat, it should be nice and clean.
Now, do that again. I've never heard a stethoscope. Do it again.
Wow.
I didn't know that's what it sounded like.
I felt like it was right there in the office.
What he's hearing is swoosh, swoosh, swoosh. So this is because that valve is not perfect, and it's as the valve closes, it's still allowing blood to leak through between each beat. So there are a lot of medications that can be managed to help manage that condition, and you don't know how advanced it is. So they grade it, you know, some grade it 1 to 4 or 1 to 6, and you need to find out how serious it is. But there are a whole number of ways to medicate that, just like they do in humans with congestive heart failure, and do a really good job of keeping them going. So how old is this dog? You said 9 or 10?
9 or 10.
And how big? It's a little Shih Tzu. So the little dogs can be managed pretty well. So I wouldn't get all upset yet. I think that you've got some real good alternatives.
Dr. Doug, you can confirm this or tell me I'm crazy, but I want to say something to Bud. It's obvious you're real close to this dog. A heart murmur is very common. In fact, I've had one for years and years and years and years. Lots of people have heart murmurs, and I'm sure lots of animals do. It's not usually that big a deal. So you can take a deep breath, and you and Buddy, what's the dog's name? Is it Buddy?
Toby.
Toby. You and Toby are both going to be around for a while, I think.
Yeah, you don't need to stress out over this.
I don't think it's as serious as you think it is. Heart murmur can be really, in a lot of cases, no big deal and nothing to worry about.
Right. Yeah, I would just get to your vet like you're going to do and just let him kind of guide you. But you should do fine.
Thank you very much, Dr. Doug. Right.
Hey, Bud, call us again and let us know the doctors continue to be wrong and that you're still alive and kicking, okay?
I'll do it. Have a good day.
All right. Best to you, Bud. Poor Bud, fighting cancer. Beating it was supposed to have been gone already, still with us. I say we kept him alive with this show. That's what I'd like to think. Let's bring Rich in here. Rich, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Oh, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Rich, how are you?
Oh, just fine. Now, this is going to really be off the wall. It's not necessarily a pet question, but I was wondering what you could tell me about ladybugs. All of a sudden, in the last week or two, I have had dozens of ladybugs appear inside my house.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious,
how they
still be alive this deep into the winter, and where they came from, what are they eating or anything? I'm not worried about killing them. They're not hurting anything. It's just a curiosity thing.
Yeah, these are actually a introduced bug. I think they're Japanese or Chinese-based, and God knows how they got into the system. But they will kind of rest and stay hidden, and sometimes they'll cycle out every couple of years. And I'm not an entomologist, but we had the same issue with our home. And they suddenly come out of nowhere, usually out of the windowsill. They kind of migrate up. And the rest of the time, they're staying in some side of, some sort of dormancy. So, and they can bite, actually. These are not friendly little ladybugs like we used to grow up with. These are actually a little more aggressive. So I would talk to someone to try a pest control and see what you can do, and they'll probably insert some kind of poison systems in there. Make sure your pets are safe if you're going to do something like that. Okay?
All right. That's good. To me, they just appear to be your common garden variety ladybug by visual appearance, and, you know, I haven't been bit by them or anything like that. There's no nothing that I would call aggressive insect behavior. It's just a few dozen have all of a sudden appeared within the last week or two, and I was just curious, just deep into the winter, especially as cold as it's been the last several days or weeks, how they could still be alive.
Well, because you have heat in your home, and they are in the, they're somewhere in your home in the wall system. So there they're feeling heat, so they might even be more heat now because of the weather, and that might be bringing them out of a hibernation state or whatever kind of dormant state.
Hey, Rich, we got to run. We got a whole boatload of calls here.
Yeah,
thank
call
you.
Though, call a company. They'll help you out with that.
Extermination company. Yeah. Let's move on to Lynn. Lynn, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. This is Lynn. How are you?
Good, Lynn. How are you?
I'm just fine. My question is, I have two female dachshunds, 1-3, 1-6. They're best of buddies, but every night, the younger one, she licks and, like, cleans the ears of the other one. I mean, it's just a ritual. I mean, she just licks and licks and cleans and cleans, and it just seems weird to me.
That's very common. We see dogs doing that all the time. It's kind of a social thing.
Okay.
It's like, you know, primates, you all see them grooming each other, one another. And in dogs, they like to lick out the ears, and there's wax in there, and there's debris. So what you can do to try and stop it is talk to your vet about some maintenance protocols to wash out those ears and try and minimize the wax debris that's accumulating that's attracting the other dog. And sometimes it's as much behavioral as it is necessary, you know.
So there's no need to stop it. I mean, put an end.
Well,
I mean, it's not really annoying.
Animals.
It's just that I notice, I mean, about the same time we sit down on the couch, you know, or whatever, I go to watch TV, and here she comes, you know, and just lick, lick, lick. And it's funny because the one dog will layer her head one way and then lays it back the other. Like, you know, it's just, like you said, a routine. I mean, they just do it every night, you know.
We do see some infections that can start from that, so I would try and talk to your vet about halting that some way or at least monitoring it so that you know you don't get out of control.
Oh, okay. And I have one other question. Well, I need to have my carpets clean, and I don't really like the watery, where they you have to, like the chem cleans and things like that. Is that, like, chemical-based? I mean, is that safe for animals and stuff, or...
I don't know that product, but if you either use a company to come in to do it or you go and rent something at the Home Depot, they will definitely guide you as to what kind of soaps and shampoos you can use safely around your pets. And
okay, I was going to have somebody do it, and I figured that, you know, they would be able to answer that question.
Yeah, I think you'll do fine.
All right, Lynn, thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. She was nice.
Yeah.
Daryl might close it out for us here. Daryl, say hi to Dr. Doug.
How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Good. How are you, Daryl?
Oh, really, really good. The only question I have today is, I inherited a blue-footed Amazon parrot.
Okay.
My mother had passed away.
Wow.
And past couple months, he's been falling off his perch at night.
Okay.
Three, four times a night, you can hear him at night, just falls off the perch.
Whoa.
He's healthy, eats like a hog.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see anything wrong. So I
what kind of perch surface do you use? Is it a round, like a dowel bar kind of thing you use in the closet?
Yeah, a round wooden rod.
Does this parrot, Daryl, does he talk?
Used to when my mom had him, fairly articulate. Now hasn't said a word after she died.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
He's confused. I think you need to get some better perches and some that have more texture and some character to them.
You can super glue his little toes to the wooden rod.
Well, there's some hardwoods called you can get at the pet shops that are designed for perches, and they have not only variable diameter and texture, that might help.
If yeah, but if this thing was on this was is this the same cage and perch your mom had?
No, it isn't. She had a smaller one about 8 years ago. About 7 years ago when she passed, and I upgraded to a larger cage. And
I mean, this could be a medical condition, but the fact that it's only at nighttime makes me think it's probably husbandry, and I would rule out the simple things first, and that would be to put a different type of perch. Some people use like a rope wound around a wood dowel, and that can work too. There's lots of options. Go to one of these wonderful stores and search out some opportunities. I know there's a couple of neat stores.
Hey, why does a bird have to stand on one of those perch wooden things? Why can't you just stand on the floor of the cage or something?
Well, they
or
can
on a
do
platform
that.
Or something.
Yeah, they can do that, but I mean, obviously they're designed to wrap their little feet around something or to kind of grasp onto something. That's what those claws are for.
Is it a male parrot?
Yes, it is.
You know what? He could be trying to pleasure himself, and when he raises that one little claw up, he falls off because he can't hang on to the other one.
Good luck with that. I think that's a real salvageable issue.
Okay.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thanks very much.
Nothing much prettier than a really colorful parrot. Boy, those things are beautiful.
Boy, you're not kidding.
But are they messy?
I would love to have a parrot in my house.
You would?
No.
That's right. That's right. But Mr. Bird Phobia. Well, that music means it's time to wrap it up. Boy, what another great segment this has been. You want to do it next week?
I sure do.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Your pet's best friend. You can find him at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And, of course, his sponsor. Do not forget his sponsor, Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company. And the app is STL Taxi. Is there a John Landoff app? There ought to be an app just called JL, and you just touch it on the screen of your phone.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
John, hey, he can hear you.
I'm here.
Oh.
He can hear you. He can hear you.
I can hear you.
How about that, an app, a Landoff app? Would that be possible? I guess anything's possible.
All right. I think just about anything's possible today.
First Community has an app. I just downloaded yesterday, First Community Credit Union. All this time, I've been going to their site, and I downloaded their app. Boom, right there. It goes right to my account.
Yeah, maybe an app with all the inventory and everything.
Yeah. Something to think about.
We do have a website.
I know.
Landoff.com.
I've been there. Many times. Yeah.
A lot?
Not a lot. I probably looked at it a dozen times.
Well, I think you should look at it more.
Well, I think
we are kind of like business partners.
I know, but when I'm not in the market for anything, I don't go look.
Oh, you're always in the market.
You're right. No, he's right. I am always in the market for something. And that's why I don't go, because you know what? Here's the truth. If I go there, especially to the pre-owned section, and I saw something late model and I want it, it's like giving a crack addict a crack app for his phone. You know, you don't want to do that. So I'm better off to stay away. How is everything? How are you?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And how are you?
I'm having a great day today.
Awesome. It's great. Great, great, great. And summer week, we're selling a lot of cars and trucks here. Service has been very, very, very busy. So shout out to the service guys and Bruce Weiner and his team. And, you know, it's cold out there, even though it was nice and warm in that service department. Those guys have to sometimes hoof it a little distance to go get a car and bring it in the shop. But you know what? We work very, very hard for our customers in service, and that's what keeps them coming back. That and, of course, being on the air with you for now 9 to 10 years. Seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Sure does.
It seems like yesterday that we, you know, got on the air together.
Yeah, well, I hope it goes as long as we're here and as long as you're there.
Well, we'll be here for a long time, and I just hope that, you know,
I guarantee you, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet will be around a lot longer than the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I can promise you that.
I could see you still doing this in your 80s.
Well, I just realized it's not that far away. Yeah, I guess
it is.
Well, here's the thing. If you can still talk, if you still like a good story and a good joke, who cares how old you are? Paul Harvey was in his 80s, and he was still going when he died. And he was in the middle of a 10-year contract with ABC Radio that would have taken him well into his upper 90s. And he was still a good storyteller. So as long as you can still think and talk and tell a story and listen to people's stories when they call, why couldn't you do a show? I mean,
so are the nice folks at KTRS going to, you know, extend your contract?
I don't have a contract. I haven't had a contract for 6 years. I have no contract. I can leave.
I remember when you and I met and got together, it was a handshake.
That's,
I had my business card. I asked you, I said, do you have a card? You're like, I don't have any cards. That's because they cost money, I think, isn't it?
No. They don't cost money. I just don't use cards. Cards, it means you have to have something with you that you carry them in. And I use a money clip for cards and some bills, and I don't want to have to carry stuff around, so I have no business cards. I'll give you a phone number, you'll give me one, and that's all we need to do.
Mine are in my front pocket.
You know what, though, with phones, if you meet somebody, let's say I met a business person, they go, I'd like to talk to you about advertising. I'll say, here's my number. You put it right in your phone right then. I put yours in, and we're done. That's what we need. That's all we need. And that's the way it works. I don't need a business card. But yeah, I can't. I don't even know. Look, I don't even know how long it's been since you've been on here. It's at least 7, maybe 8 years. You said 10. I don't even know.
10 years.
Well, it could have been 10 years.
You know what? I know who will know. Mark Moser.
We need to ask him. Have him look it up. I'd like to know. I'm curious. I'd like to know how long
Moser
it's been.
Knows it all.
I'm going to say 8 years.
You're going to say 8?
Yeah.
Why would you think that I would know that we've been on for longer than 8 years?
I didn't say you didn't know. I said I think like 8.
You said 7, and I said 10, so you went to 8.
Here
you want to just meet in the middle at 9 or
oh,
what?
Man. Here we go.
A little,
here we go. Everything has
show.
To. Everything has to become an issue.
Pay for a spot. It's your show. Whatever makes you happy. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about my feelings at all. Don't worry about it. Bye.
How come you don't have anybody in your office today? Which kind of feels odd that you don't have people in there. Like, say hello to so-and-so, and in the back of the room they go, "Hi, Frank, how you doing? What, your quiet time today? You got the doors locked? What's going on?" It's just cold,
busy.
I guess.
Very, very, very busy. And, we're delivering cars to customers from Hannibal, Missouri.
Yeah, there you go.
William Jared Tate came up and bought a 2012 Silverado, and my buddy Ed White. Ed White's been buying vehicles from us for over 20 years. Big farmer,
right,
Hannibal, and getting ready to come up and take delivery of a 3500 series. That's a one-ton crew cab, dual rear wheel Silverado.
Ooh.
That is a beautiful truck. Wee. Thanks to Ed White. I think you're listening online right now. But
don't know much about Hannibal. I know it's Mark Twain country. That's all I know.
It's a neat little town.
Yeah, Peon, you went there with Angela, right?
I've been there several times, yeah.
Peon,
we like
Hannibal.
It a lot. Right there on the river.
Great town. Absolutely a great town. I've done some turkey hunting up in Clinton, or just outside of Hannibal.
Why?
A nice big farm.
Why?
There.
Why would you go far away to turkey hunt? Aren't there plenty of turkeys around here?
Well, there's just one little situation there, Mr. Opinion. You're not allowed to fire a weapon in the county. So there are plenty of turkey in and around. There used to be 50 turkey in the woods behind my mom and dad's house that they owned. And they would come pecking on the glass. They'd look at it themselves, and they would, you know, start gobbling, and and my dad says, "Go on out there and shoot those things." I said, "Well, I don't think the Ladue police would like to shoot."
Wait, you can't
shotgun.
Hold it! You can't fire a weapon in what county? St. Louis County?
In the county.
All of St. Louis County, you can't fire a weapon.
You know, it was just
bow hunting.
We used to turkey. We used to goose hunt right outside the fields, the farms where the casino is in Earth City, and of course, then that was, you know, outlawed just a few years ago. Yeah.
I know you're the client. I hate to dispute you, but I don't know about that. I don't think that's true that you can't fire a weapon anywhere in St. Louis County. I think you can.
We'll research it.
Okay.
We'll ask Moser. We'll have Moser look that up.
No, he doesn't know anything about that. We'll find out. We'll look into it.
I'll have Mimi Londuck. She'll find out.
Okay, put her on it.
She's smart.
All right. What would you like to sell today before we wrap this up? What
do you Silverado need? Pickup trucks on fire. You know, you'd think Monday, I know we talked and you made fun of me, but, we sold 14 vehicles on Monday, President's Day.
That's because we were on the air.
Yeah.
We delivered 9 because, let's face it, someone's not going to say, if it's okay, can I pick it up tomorrow after all the snow's gone? We delivered 9 of those vehicles on Monday, and delivered another three yesterday, and I think the others have already been delivered today or are going out today. So, you know, it's just that it's February. You know it's going to be cold. You're lucky that we're not in Boston.
Those Boy, no kidding.
They can hit again, you know? I mean, I've got a dealership buddy outside, and I mean, he hasn't been open for days. You see how close our cars are parked together. You always want to make sure that you park them so that if you open the door,
you've got room,
that it's not going to knock into the car next to it. So, but can you imagine the drifts
between
those vehicles? I mean, you're talking about, 11-foot drifts. It's
crazy. Well, you said, and after you said it, I saw it on the news, and I'd never heard of this. These massive trucks that are giant, what are melters or heaters or something, that they bring right onto the lot, and what do? Dump the snow in it, and it just melts it immediately, or does it blow?
It goes into a drain.
Wow.
But, I mean, it's so cold up there now. I mean, I saw a report where, the Boston Harbor, the Coast Guard is taking their cutters through, like, once every hour and a half to 2 hours, because it refreezes at right. night within an hour and a half.
Yeah. I saw him interview a resident somewhere up on the East Coast, and this person said, I've lived here most of my life. I love it here. Until now, I'm done. And they're going to move. They said, I'll never want to go through this again. I mean, even the people who are accustomed to it, this is too much for a lot of them.
Yeah. So, let's see. We had a whopping, 5 inches, maybe 6 inches of snow. Of course, you'd think we get a foot and a half or 2 foot of snow here.
Haven't really had any snow.
No, not this year.
That's fine with me.
It's fine with me, too.
I can still remember last year's storms, and they were not fun. So, it's a great time to buy a Silverado, up to $12,500 off Silverado crew cabs, Silverado double cabs. Go to lawnduff.com. I would say that we're probably 80% of our buyers start online at lawnduff.com. You can do your credit application online. That saves anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. We can go back and forth with some emails, video, And if you say, listen, bring that paperwork out to my office or bring it to my house, we'll do that too, along with, of course, the vehicle. So a lot of people say, I'm thinking about changing, going from a large vehicle to maybe a mid-sized vehicle, going from a Tahoe to a Malibu or Impala. We'll let you drive it for a day or two. Make sure, first of all, you're going to fall in love with it, but make sure it fits every need and want. We're doing everything we can here to make your great listeners, the AM and the PM crowd, who we love here at Jenny Lawn Dump Chevrolet.
All right. We've established you've been with us 8 or 10 years. At what point do you think without this show you probably would have gone out of business? About 6 years ago?
I'd still be in business.
Okay.
I tell you one thing, I'd have a lot of money.
You just have to scale down. Well, you'd have to downsize.
I'd pay for the advertising. But it's worth it. It is worth it.
What's that phone number?
I will tell you this.
What?
The day I saw you and I met you and shook your hand, I mean, my life was complete.
Whoa.
Wow, that's powerful. That is powerful.
This is powerful stuff.
Well, that's very nice. Yep.
I just made it up, but I still wanted to say that to you.
It's very nice. I appreciate it.
Give us a call. We're going to be here late tonight, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com. LONDOFF.
All right, John.
Frank, again, thank you for all you do for me.
No, it goes both ways. Cold or no cold, we have listeners on the way right now. Take good care of them. You always do.
We will. Thank you very much.
All right, John.
Bye-bye.
And for anybody who has never been to that dealership or met this guy, I've been around a long time, and I have worked with easily over the years 12 car dealers, and I had never met John Lawndoff till the Saturday before he went on the air on Monday. And the salesperson at the radio station, Mark Moser, we were in the same building together. We were at that Gateway International, whatever, when they had a NASCAR race. And he walks over to me and says, have you ever met John Lawndoff? And I said, oddly enough, no. And I've met every car dealer in town because I probably shopped at every dealership, and I've never met him. And he said, well, there he is over there. Let's go meet him. We met. That was a Saturday. He went on the air on Monday, and the rest is history. And he also said to me, Mark did, he said, of all the car dealers, and there are lots of them in St. Louis, he said, I honestly think this is probably the nicest guy in the business. And I think he was probably right when he said that, now that I've known him for a while. I know that's a little corny, but you need to know that sometimes what you hear is what you get. Johnny Londoff, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Quick break, and we're back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
And this report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan, that's all you need. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. They've just cleared an accident on southbound 270 near Graboid. Traffic, though, is backing up from Doherty Ferry up through Graboid. It's also causing westbound 44 drivers to slow from Lindbergh trying to ramp on to southbound 270. Got a crash at Manchester at 141. It looks like westbound Manchester, you're slow now from Barrett Station all the way out through 141. Eastbound 270 slowing from a little east of McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170 picking up more volume now between Highway 70 up through Airport Road. We have power lines that are down near Revis Barracks and Telegraph. It's actually at the intersection of Jeffersonian and Telegraph. And it's also slow downtown on eastbound 40 from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report also brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club has gourmet prepared foods at great prices, like a creamy Monterey seafood lasagna for $14.98 or a delicious pretzel crusted tilapia, just $10.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station, the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free five-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-900-6737. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row. And now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free five-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
So, you think your credit card debt is out of control. How much is it? $20,000? $30,000? $50,000? I don't mean to be rude, but what are you worried about? I mean, the folks at Freedom Debt Relief have already resolved $3 billion of debt. $3 billion. Helping people just like you take control of their out-of-control debt and get back on their feet faster than you'd ever think possible. So if you have a financial hardship and don't want to resort to bankruptcy or credit counseling, find out how much money Freedom Debt Relief may help you save in just one call. They'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Just call 1-800-600-8812. Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more debt than anyone in the U.S., so why not let them do the same for you? Before you lose another night of sleep, find out how much of your hard-earned money they can help you save. Call now, 1-800-600-8812. 1-800-600-8812.
Are you one of 75 million Americans covered by your employer's group life insurance plan? If so, you may not have enough life insurance coverage to meet your needs. I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, and because SelectQuote is independent, we act in your best interest to get unbiased price quotes from highly rated life insurance companies, then help you compare those free quotes to get the term life insurance policy best for you. Dean, a healthy 35-year-old, called me and purchased a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. SelectQuote makes it easy to get the coverage you need at the lowest possible rates from the companies we represent. Visit SelectQuote.com or call us now.
For your free quote, call 1-800-994-3188. That's 1-800-994-3188. 1-800-994-3188 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Altair Travel and Cruises. A couple weeks ago, I was watching the news and there was a story about somebody who booked a trip through one of those discount travel places online through Google, and they followed them along the trip and they showed just how awful it really is. So I am advising you that if you're planning a trip, whether it's corporate travel, business travel, group travel, family travel, let the experts handle it, because now more than ever you need a travel agency you can trust. That's where Altair Travel Cruises comes in. 30 plus years in the business, whether it's going down to the Caribbean, whether it's to Europe, whether it's across the country for business, whatever it is, Altair Travel and Cruises. You're going to save money, time, and aggravation. 314-968-9600, altairtravel.com, or next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard. Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at callierandthompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Think you can just ignore your acid reflux? Think again. Untreated acid reflux disease can lead to ulcers, bleeding, scarring, even cancer in your esophagus. And unfortunately, antacids come with their own list of harmful side effects. That's why Zymbiotics was created. This new doctor-recommended breakthrough is scientifically designed to eliminate acid reflux the healthy and natural way. To help as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, Zymbiotics is now giving away free full-size trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-1798. Limit one free trial per household. Don't risk ignoring your acid reflux. Eliminate it with Zymbiotics. But this is an exclusive radio-only giveaway, so you can only get your free full-size trial by calling now in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-1798. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-900-1798. 1-800-900-1798.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hey, it's almost spring. It's time to get ready to sell. Hi, Terry Hall here. Thinking of selling? It's time to figure out, how do you get the most for your home? What's it worth? What's the neighborhood selling for? How long will it take and how much will it cost you? Call me, Terry Hall, and take advantage of all my experience. 314-220-0524. Make the call and get all the answers you need to sell your home. I'm Terry Hall, and my number is 314-220-0524.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi, that's the app. It's that simple. STL Taxi, download it. You'll be glad you did. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone.
Hello, Bill.
How's it going?
It's going great.
You know, you like to give out TV suggestions from time to time, and I want to throw one at you. I don't know if you've seen this or not. The History Channel put out, and maybe they're still doing these. I found it on Netflix, but they have these. I think it's called, like, Secrets of America. Have you heard of this?
No.
So one of them I watched last night was on the Playboy Mansion. And it talks about the history of the Playboy Mansion and who owned it before Hugh Hefner and all of the things that they do for Hugh Hefner. This guy is the luckiest son of a gun on planet Earth, and not just so much for the chicks everywhere. He's got all of these people that work for him hand and foot. He eats a dinner in bed, lunch in bed. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
What's wrong with that? He's in a bathrobe and pajamas all the time.
If he's got a guy, a chef or whatever, and, like, for example, if he has a sandwich and he likes potato chips, there's somebody who is tasked with going through and making sure that none of the potato chips are broken. Everything has to be perfect. It's unreal.
Wow. But
it's really interesting. It's really interesting. It's on, it's a History Channel deal. I think it's called Secrets of America, and they got a whole bunch of them. And I found it on Netflix.
Except, how would you like to work for a guy like that? Hey, how'd this broken chip get in here? How'd you like to work for somebody that like that?
Well, they interviewed a bunch of people that as staff members or whatever, and, you know, they seemed like they were enjoying
it. Of course they did. They're being interviewed. What are they going to do?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But then again, they get to watch the chicks that walk around the house all day.
That's true. That's true.
Well, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile crashed into a pole in Pennsylvania the other day.
No.
Yeah, authorities responded to the scene with a tow truck, mustard, and relish. Ready to go. There you go. They say there's a resurgence in the popularity of Velveeta cheese. You ever had this?
Yes, that's right, Red Boy.
Yeah. Now, if you've never had it, it's not exactly very healthy. There's no dietary fiber in it, no iron, no vitamin C, no cheese. It's just not really.
No, I don't think there actually is any cheese.
It's processed food.
Definitely
that's
not any cheese. The grand champion of the 139th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is Miss P, a beagle from Canada. Excuse me. I believe it's the Honus. For God's sake, you know what?
You're done. Bye, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, there he goes. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Wow, what a great segment.
What a finish.
Yeah.
That was the best.
That was fantastic. Put that in the playback for best of shows. Hey, our friend Thompson Price has done a nice thing for you folks who want to go to the home show. The home show is next week. It's Thursday through Sunday, which I think is the 26th through the 1st of March. He has tickets at his showroom, and two per customer. If you just walk in and go, hey, I want tickets to the home show, they'll hand you two tickets till they run out. I would say they'll probably run out right away. So Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. As you know, he speaks every day at 1 o'clock, does a seminar on the kitchen and bath remodeling. They've asked him to do it for years and years and years. So once again, if you want tickets, he has two waiting for each of you, and he will let me know when we're out and we'll announce it. The showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you're going east, it'll be on your left.